So the first thing is you make a hole in its nose and you put a ring, a string around it, you tie that stays to his nose loilam. Now when you want to tie the camel down, you take a long string, a leash, and you tie it onto this ring around here. So that knot is also with the rabbonim. Why? Because it's only meant to stay a week or 2 weeks. It'll stay there a few days. It'll stay there. But it's not loilam. When you want to move the camel, you'll take it away. So that's called the kesher. That's not loilam. So it's only yosim with the rabbonim. And what did the kit with the katri bistrida? The same thing on a ship. After you have the first loop around the ship itself that stays loilam, when you want to anchor the ship, you take the rope from shore and tie it down to the ship. So this knot now is only to stay a few days, maybe a few weeks, but not loilam. When you're going to move the ship, you want to go to long tie it. So that type of a knot is only yosim with rabbonim. It's chiyuvi hudoleka hoyisurika. That's also called potim with rabbonim. Of you should know that Mishnah goes weiter. There are certain knots that you're allowed to do even mitchila. Oh, my name, what are these things? You're allowed to be kosher, you're allowed to make a knot, tie up your shirt. You have a type of shirt that two strings coming out, you want to tie it up? That's mutta. Why? Because you can untie it the same day. You have the long leash that you tie onto the camel. Here Rashi says sometimes leave it a week or 2 weeks. So according to leave it for a week, that's the chosim of the rabbanon. The kosher amati roish echot shenaisin v'yaseid oy bamid she'asa boy hanokah begomel. If you want to tie down the camel, you leave it there for a week or two. Yeah. Mashen came a knot that I meant to open up the same day. That's mutter. Now the only chumra there is, a little chumra is, I'm all not to make a double knot. To make a double knot, even though you have das to untie it the same day, some shittas hold that a double knot blinds like a mice umin. It blinds like a kesher shal umin. And we have the mechabe shittas like that, and toys shittas is that a kesher shal mice umin is also awesome. They have a new tonight. That midiraisu, it's also to do two things. It has to be a kesher shal mice umin, it means a kosher of a knot, and it stays a long time. Those are both awesome in the Raisa. If you only have one of the two, it's awesome in the Rabbanon according to the Mechava Shita. So according to Mechava, if you make a portion of knot to stay for a long time, it's awesome in the Rabbanon. And then if you make a Maisa Umin, that means a Choshev of a knot, even though it's not made to stay for a long time, a people for one day, it's also awesome in the Rabbanon, I call upon. So according to the Mechava, what's Mutti Mitchila has to be a knot. That's not a Maisa Umin, it's not a Choshev of a knot, and it's not meant to stay loyal and void. So the Mechaber says a Chiddush. The Mechaber says if you make two knots, a double knot, that's a suffix, maybe that's called a Maisumin. That's why we're knowing among not to make two knots. If you want to tie something down, you shouldn't make one knot, then make a double knot on top of it very tight. But that's a Shalach and a Maisumin. To shalom off, you mold the kids' shoes, shoelace them all. You want to make a double knot. The only thing, usually a double knot is not so tight. But if you make it very tight, a double knot, it'll be questionable then. Because to make two knots, then it's a Shalach ready, maybe that's called a Maisumin. Right. Miftach chaluka. She's allowed to open up a shirt. Pshita for the Moravada. Why not? It's open and closing. Loitzricha disle trei doshi. She has like two strings to it. Maldetemo chodi minayu. Betulimavatul komash bulon. But she ties down like both sides. She ties down the right side and the left side. And to open it up and to like take off the clothing, it's enough just to open up one side. So I would think the mal, when you take off the clothing, she'll only open up one side. And the other side she'll leave there. So man, let's be afraid not to tie both sides, because maybe one side you leave for a long time. Kamashmalan, no. Plus Kamashmalan is that we're not afraid of that. That usually you untie both, not therefore it's mutter. Trashi tate doshi. Shtei psochim hainu oisin l'shoinis. That two strings coming down. If she only unties one knot, she could take off the shirt and put it back on again. Maybe she'll only untie one. And the second one, she'll leave there. And maybe we don't know which one she'll untie, so we should ask her both knots. We're not afraid of this. That normal way of taking off the shirt is to untie both knots. So normal the isha will untie both knots, therefore it's mutter. Baita b'chutei sabcha. She's allowed to tie down her kerchief. Also for the gemapshit, avada. It's oimer to take off and you have to untie it at night. So it's not a kesher shakayama. And the gemara, let's riecha, the revicha lo. That she has a kerchief on very loosely. In other words, she could pull it off of here when it's still knotted. She doesn't have to untie the knot. So now the time of Mishlah Shofala, I would think maybe she's just going to pull off the kerchief over here at night. She won't untie the knot. So if you're going to make the knot Friday night on Shabbos, maybe that knot's going to stay a few days. Mama's going to stay by a tie. I'm all. If you make a knot in your tie, and you can just take it off your head the way it is, you don't have to untie the knot, so maybe you're going to let that knot stay for a few days. So I would think maybe for a kerchief should be awesome. Kamash Malon. The Isha Chosal Sarah, the Isha doesn't like to mess up her hair. Or Mishra Sharilo, even though the kerchief is loose, she's not going to stand pull the kerchief off the hair, because maybe you'll mess up her hair. So Avada treat the normal is she unties the kerchief, therefore it's mutter to make that map on Shabbos. Because Minastam it's Oime to untie it on Shabbos. Trashi Dervicha, Loidachosoi Beroish, Beroisha, she didn't make it tight on her head. Ela Koshroshim Revach, she made it loose. She can untie it the way it is right. Take it off the way it is right now. Maybe she'll pull the kerchief off and mess up her hair. She'll pull her hair that way. Or the paske nami yikol ishnu yikagavnum. In next case, also say the same terrors. Mother tema machtel le derech raglov yitzkamash mlon hoyavdochim shuts nusa. As in the girdle also, maybe she just pull down and not untie it. Kamash mlon that also. So the Gemara doesn't look at that. And Rashi saying the Gemara kuri has the same kasha. Hey, it's the chiddush of this girdle is the same thing that she ties it down. Maybe I would think it's a derech to leave the knot there and you just pull it off. Kamash mlon, no, the derech is to untie it. By the ritzuas man of a sandal. If you have the ritzuas, the knots of shoe and a sandal, it's also mutter. Itma, hit the ritzuas man of the sandal. If you untie the knots of your sandal and your shoes, toni yichod the chayiv chatis. One brayter says it's an issur d'oraisa to untie the knots of your shoes. V'tani dech, another brayter says potel lava osur. It's osur m'drabonin. V'tani dech, another brayter l'chur like al mishnah mutter l'katchila. That it's mutter mitchilah to untie your shoes. So what's going on? Is it mutter or is it also to untie your shoes? And the Gemara, there's a Gemara, kasha manul amanul, kasha sandal asandal, kasha on a shoe, it's a sandal on a sandal. And the Gemara manul amanul, a shoe on a shoe is not kasha la kasha. There are three different type of knots by the shoe. Ho diktoni chayiv chatis, if you untie the knot that says you chayiv chatis, that's for the ushachri. That's what the ikka knot that you make the shoe with. Amol, we don't have these shoes though. Amol used to put like the leather through and make a knot there. And that knot stays there and void. If you untie that knot, the shoe falls apart. So pshita, that's called the knot shal kayomam, and that's your chayim midiraisa. That's the shoemakers make it. When they put the string into the shoe, they start making the shoe, they put the strings through, and that first knot stays the loyalam void. So to make that knot, or to untie that knot in Shabbos, that's an issur d'oraisa. Potu avalosa, which knot is only also with the Rabbonin? With the Rabbonin. That means shoes of the Rabbonin, that's also with the Rabbonin. So drash with the Rabbonin. Kisha koshrin soviv raglayim. And koshrin b'doichik. The Rabbonin never tied their shoes too tight. They sometimes used to use it like a sandal. What do you call these sandals? Without laces. No, they used to have laces, but they never made the tight like loafers. They didn't make the knot too tight. But sometimes they have no time to untie it and tie it again, so just make it loose. They'd be like a loafer. They'll just pull it off their foot and put it back on again. So sometimes that knot could stay there a few days, even a week. So that kesher is awesome in the Rabbonin. Because it's not a kesher you untie every single day. It's a person that he makes the knot once a week, and the whole week he just takes the shoe off and on. So that's awesome, the Rabbon. When it's dirty outside, you don't want your shoes to fall off. So then you tie it good. You're afraid your shoe will get stuck in the dirt and fall off you, so then you tie it good. So shal kayom, it's not because you have sometimes to untie and make another knot. But since you have das namal to leave that knot a few days, a week, that's also with the rabbon. Mutla chetchilom, which knot on the shoe is mutla chetchilom? Bidem ne mechuza. The people of ne mechuza. Trash ne mechuza, shem rechov ilayim. They are great the people, open wide hearts. They were makpid to dress very nicely. When they put on their shoes, they put on their shoes the right way, and they tied it up very good. Mela came at night to take off the shoe, that untie the shoe. Like listen, normal people, like we do. When we tie it, we untie it at night. So if shit, you like to make a bow, tie your shoes on Shabbos. Because our knot is I'm a ton tie at night. Right, the sandal kash, the same terrace goes for a sandal to a sandal. Ho dikton yichayim chatis. The Brisa says, yichayim chatis, for the tie. The katri ushachvi. That's like the Arab, the maker of the sandals, that the first knot stays loyal on board. That's a keshesh akuyama. An Arab sandal, the Arab that sells it, it's the first knot you make in the sandal, that stays loyal on board. The katri inu, that the people themselves tie, drashi lechum dechidim, elu sandalim shol sharon lashim, other people's sandals. Shein ritshuos kemu yisbem, aydei umin, elohim atzman koshru noisem lechum uto baumo, vekoshru namatir mepom shem eskayim, Shabbos oy chodesh. That people themselves make their own sandals like, so even that first knot they make only stays a week or a month. It doesn't stay loylam. So that's only yosim and rabbonim. Mutlach etchila, besandal nafik beitrei. What a sandal that two people wear it. In other words, that is, you want to change the size. Your father wears it and the son wears it. So when the father wears it, he makes it tight. When the son wears it, he makes it loose. So such a sandal that's aim to untie and tie every day, that's mutter. Trashid nothing betray, but sorrow collected dechaliks of Iragloi. Hilkach Bacholia and Kashramatiroi. Every day they untie it and tie it, that's mutter. The Moroccan Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, Achbo, the Rabbi Solo Chasidah. Rabbi Yehuda, the brother of Saul Chasidah, Hevilei Yehu Zugur Sandlei. They had a pair of sandals. Zinnin Nafik Be'iyu. Sometimes he used to wear it. Zinnin Nafik Be'inuka. Sometimes his child used to wear it. And they used to switch the sizes. Used to untie it and tie it again. Is Osla came with the Abaya. They came in front of Abaya. Omolei Kahai Gavna Mai. They asked Abaya such sandals that we switch off and we have to untie and untie every single day. Come out. What's the locha? Are we allowed to use it or not? That's what he is. So yes, the Baya, Omalei, so Baya answered him back, you should know Chayiv Chatzis, Yechayiv Midaraisa, for tying and untying such a night, on such a knot. Omalei, so Rabbi Yehuda asked him back, Omalei, hash the potlav loss of the kashali, if you would have told me it's awesome the Rabbonin, I'd also have a kasher on you, because I hold it's mutter metchila. Of a chayiv chatas karmatli, but now you're telling me it's even osim midiraisa. Pilei ploim, why is it osim midiraisa? So the more my time, why is it osim midiraisa? Omalei, he answered him back. Mishum de bechel nami chatas karmatli. So my time. So now Abayi asked Rabbi Yehuda, why do you want to say it's mutim mitchilo? Omalei, so he answered him back. Mishum de bechel nami zimnin nafik nebeyano zimnin nafik nebeyanukon. Because even in the middle of the weekday, I switch off these sandals with my son. So maybe we untie it and tie it every day. Omalei, then Abayi said, Ihochi, if that's the case, mutlach etchilo. That's about the mutim mitchilo. Hey, such a knot that you tie and untie every single day, that about is mutafilu mitchilo. So Rashi also, Rashi says, Omulei mishun de b'chel nami, Nachum Rashi, ani matiro b'chol yoim, Nachum Rashi shita, that I untie it every single day, the koishra tinnik lafi ragloi, and then I make another knot to fit my son's foot. So if out is tied and untied every single day, that's mutim mechila. Heyachet mutlachil trashe yomi koras of our tleirogel amevet hochi, the kitzu yoshechvei hevi sherogel lias kavuam. His first Abaye thought this was the ikka knot of the sandals that stays loyal on board. That's why he said it's a chiyav chatis. But then he told him back, I do it every single day, that's about the mutter. Mar Reb Yirmiya have a kozel basket of Reb Avuah, for kamlis. Reb Yirmiya was walking in the back of Reb Avuah in the kamlis. That's a place that's not a Rishus Yochan, not a Rishus Rabin. You're not allowed to carry there. If Sik Ritsua the sandler, so his sandal fell off. The Ritsua, the string that's tied, the shoelace like, fell off it. Omalei, so yes, my neved law. What can I do now? As I can't wear the shoes, it's going to fall off my foot. I'm not allowed to carry it because it's in a karmelis, and I'm afraid it'll get stolen. So what should I do? Omalei, shakel gamilach, take a wet leaf, a gamilach, a wet leaf like, to chosla meichel beim, it shouldn't be muksa. It's that a beim could eat it, so it's still called meichel beim, it's not muksa. The korach alavei, and wrap it around your shoe. Like make a temporary, like a shoelace to it. Like just put this wet leaves over the shoe, so you'll be able to wear it and take it home. That's what he answered him back.
Drashi Yitzchak Ritzua the Sandla. But Nofel Asandim Ragla fell off. Shadei Ritzua who Oimi Shar Sandal Pesuach Meyal Gabuk. Yeah, but Stodav Shel Eitz Oy Shel Or Sholok. The Kosher of Ritzua Snik Sheres Agabi Regular. Midas Loisai Kitzu what the strap fell off. So he can't wear it now. So he told him, Shokol Gami Lach the Chos Lamecha Behemah, the Royal Tulta. There's no list of Muxer on it. Of course, it's a leaf that Behemahs eat. The Koruch, Pemokam Ritzua, and wrap it around the shoe instead of the thread of the straps. But Noir Luach Tikona, so you take it home. That was the Maisa. So he's mad to him to wear these shoes home. So the more another Maisa was, Abaye Heavy Koi Kaim with Reb Yosef. Abaye was in front of Reb Yosef. If Sikle Ritzua, same thing happened. His strap of his shoe broke on Shabbos. Omalei, my Evelei, so yes, then what can I do now? My shoe is broken, I can't wear it this way. Omalei Shavke, he said, leave it. You can, no Eitz, can't do anything with your shoe. Just leave your shoe there, and after Shabbos, you'll come and pick it up and fix it. So, in fact, tomorrow, Maishnam with Rabbi Yimya. How come before the Maishnam with Rabbi Yimya, it was Eskapaskan that it's mutter to put a gami leaf, put a wet leaf on it, to make it wearable and wear it home? So, how come you're telling me it's awesome? And the Gemara, Hossam Le Minter. Or the first case was, it fell off in a carmelis. That's a mokum, like it's not ninter, it's not watched there. So there you're afraid mokum hefsid, you'll lose your shoe, so we'll not teach you to fix it. Here we're talking about it's in your own chotzer, it's in the Rishu Sayochid. So since it's minter, it's watchable, leave your shoe there. Don't play any eitzes. Rabbonim weren't mad to you, like to be mistaken in your shoe. Shrashi Yosum, but carmelis, they're going dikolay heavy minter, wasn't watched. Well, yeah. So therefore they asked you, Mashenkin here in your own Rishus HaYochid, where it's watched, they're not mad to you to touch the shoe. Fred Gemara, why not? V'amonhu, what should be the issue? What's the mukser about this? It's a mona, it's a shoe, what's wrong with the shoe? So Gemara, D'ibino ha'fichna le'im yamin l'smoil. What happened here? The strap fell off. So the Malvai says the straps of these shoes, there were two straps, on the inside and the outer side of the shoe. So talking about now, the strap on the outside fell off. So the shoe push doesn't look nice. You don't like to wear it this way because it doesn't look nice. The outside strap is broken. If you had the Gemara though, but you could change shoes. Put your left shoe on your right shoe. If you put your right shoe on your left, you put your right shoe on your left foot, so the outer side of the shoe that doesn't look nice, when you put it on the left shoe, it's the inner side of the shoe. So it won't bother you to wear it. The kashrut is still usable, the shoe. So why should I buy muksar? Why can't you use this? Why can't you touch it? Fredi Marva Mono, it's a kli. Dibina Fisna, you could change it. Miyamin Lismof, from your right foot to your left foot. An Omalei, Midikimataritz Rabbi Yechon, Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. Since Rabbi Yechon soon says, O pupil, Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, Shemamin Alochak Rabbi Yehuda. That we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that holds this svara. Well, soon say, Negeet Hilchot Chalitza. That if you have a shoe, Chalitza has to be on the right foot. If you have a left shoe that's wearable, you can put it on your right shoe, it's also Yaitz, you can be Yaitz Mitzvah Chalitza. So you see, we hold this svara, you can change shoes. Here also, since this shoe, it's your right shoe, but you can put it on your left foot, and your left foot is wearable now on Shabbos, so it should still be considered a shoe. It shouldn't be muksa. So Drashi, v'homonahu, v'yamah yosla tutler, why do you say it's lost the metaltlit? V'adayin toris manolov, it still has a shame kli on it. Divino hafichna mimin l'smoil, shasandu yeshla shtei tasoi, it has two straps to it. Vainchel or a piece of skin, mokum kviyas or suis, where the straps are attached to the shoe. Achzu v'chutz, one on the outside, it means all the way, like on your right shoe, it means all the way the outside of the shoe, the right side of the shoe. V'yachzu mifnim, and one on the inside and left side of the shoe. That's in between your legs. Lebein shenei raglaim, in between the two legs. Kain shiesh to manolim, shalom, like our shoes. U'gashenifsa kapanimi, is the inside of the shoe strapped his. Roy yehu l'staklin, it's roy to mistaklin, you can fix it. The Afagash at the Kune Nikr, Ugina, even though it's not going to look so nice, Meal, it's not Pinim Lemeschazi. Since on the outside of the shoe it's not Nikr, you can't see it, people fix it up. What? Yeah. Ukishinifcha Chitzhoinim, Ashenk, the outside rips, ain't a hog in Shul the Sakne. Then it's not Kedai to fix your shoe, because people are going to see like a big patch on the outside of the shoe, so it's not usable anymore. Of the Hachda Abaye, this case here, Abaye was Chitzhoinistikum. The outside of the shoe tore. Mishimochi Asar Rab Yosef. If Rav Asi said he can't even touch it, afilo tuto, because it's like muksa. And since the outside of the shoe ripped, it's not going to be used anymore, the shoe. So if you're going to throw it away, it's not called a kli anymore. Now the kashrus v'yomalei abayon v'akati mono. No, it should still be considered a kli. The afichna le the regal hacheres. But into sachitzon the primus, change the right shoe to left foot. On the left foot now, the part that's gone is going to be the inside between the legs. That's not going to bother you. It'll be the outside looks nice. So why do you say the shoe is not usable anymore? You could change around shoes. And Amalei me the commentaries of Yechon Lemil said Reb Yehuda the Kamaforish Losh from the Lach Reb Yehuda the Amar Mishanifse Kohachitzayna Lav Monu. Don't know. Fakir. And this is the Teretz says this. This is a Teretz already. We hold like Reb Yehuda. Fakir. The Teretz is we hold like Reb Yehuda. He doesn't know from the story. He says once the outside of the shoe broke, it's not called a kli anymore. I could switch it to the other leg. We don't hold from that story. Now the Gemara is bringing down where's the Smachlokes of Yehuda. The Gemara Mahi, where's the Smachlokes of Yehuda? The Tanya, sandal shenifseko shtei oznav. If you have a sandal, a shoe that was tummy, and both straps broke, or shtei tasiyosev, other two parts of the shoe broke, or shenitol kol akashlo, the whole heel or sole was taken off, is tor. That's a tor that could clean out because it's not called clean anymore. Hey, so the shoe was tummy, and now the whole shoe broke. It's not usable anymore. So pshita, that's tor. It's no more clean. Trashi oznov means shakalfe gav regel sheiches ben kishenoyli. Yeah, that's like the handle of the shoe. Tasiyosev mokum kavias haritzuos. That's where you put the straps into the shoe. And a kaf, that's the bottom part. Parshas the regel, like the sole of the shoe. So if these things break off the shoe, is tor the trashi to sulei mesaknile. Nobody fixes the shoe. Vinami mesakne fil. You would fix it. Chod the shoe vashdimi abotile. It's if you would fix it, then it's considered a new kli. But right now, with both sides of the shoe broke, it's not called a kli anymore, and it's tore. Achas miyod. What about if only one strap tore? Or yachas mitzris of one side tore? Or shenito roiv hakav shaloi. Just rove of the sole was taken off. Tomei. Tanakam holds the kli is still called a kli. I, one is taken off. The teretz is, you could switch shoes. If it was the right shoe, now you wear on the left shoe, it's still called a shoe. Have Yehuda Reimer don't know. Nifzaka panimiyis temeya. If the inside broke, then it's still called the shoe. Because the inside you could fix, you don't throw away the shoe, it's still called the shoe. Hachitzoyne tor. But let's say the outside of the shoe broke, then the kli is tor. Why? Because the outside, you're not going to fix it, you throw it away. V'yomer ula v'teimer rabba barachona, omer Reb Yechonen, kemachlokes linyan tumah, kach machlokes linyan shabbos. The same halach yavilcha shabbos. That according to Reb Yehuda, if the outside of the shoe tore, since you're not going to fix it anymore, because it's the gnai to have the outside of the shoe like sewn up, it looks like it was patched up, so therefore it's awesome. Avol loy linyan chalitza. But you know, v'ilchas chalitza, we don't say the svara. For the chalitza, there's a difference. For a kol poron nageya to us, it's not called the kli, and therefore it's called muksa. That's why he here he asked it, that since the outside of the shoe ripped, the ma'isa was that if you're in the chotzer, so the shoe is muksar, don't do anything to it. But the ma'isa stands off to avolot linyan chalitza. Hilchas chalitza has a different halacha. Ve'avinam bo, Rabbi Yechon aliba deman. Who did Rabbi Yechon say his din? What did Rabbi Yechon say? That he says, kamachoik is linyan tumo, is the same thing for Nishabis, but the chalitza has a different halacha. Is aliba deman. Who did he say this to? Ilay mo aliba de rabbonin. If he said according to the rabbonin, linyan tumo monu. The rabbonin say, even no matter which side, if only one side was broken, it's still called a shoe. Because you can always fix it, and you'll switch the shoe to the other side. Is linyan Shabbos nami monu. The gate of Shabbos is also called a kli, it's not called muksa. Avolei lechalitza. But you want to say the chalitza, it doesn't say it's called a shoe. The lav monu, it's not called a shoe. Is that what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say? That according to the rabbonin, the ilchas chalitza, it's not called a shoe. But the more of your tanan, we learned the Mishnah Yevamis. Cholza shall smile be amid. Halach of chalitzas has to be on the right foot. Aluyitzu, you take your left shoe and you put it on your right foot. What's the lochem? Chalitzas akshera. It says cloth. Ilchas chalitzas kosher. So how could you say the rabbonin says that chalitzas no good? You say enough in the Mishnah. You're allowed to change shoes. Ilchas chalitza. So the rabbonin say for tum and for Shabbos it's good. So avada for chalitza it's good. So according to rabbonin, can we talking? Rabbi Yochanan, Mavre Elav Alib Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan has to be talking about Alib Rabbi Yehuda. The what? Midlinyan tumah lav monhu. Since vilchas tumi says no, when one side of the shoe breaks, it's not called a kli anymore. Linyan Shabbos nami lav monhu. Who are then to because Shabbos is called muksa? You throw away this kli. Avolei lechalitza. Come to say Rabbi Yochanan saying that vilchas chalitza. No, the shoe is still called a shoe. The monhu, it's called the shoe according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara, Eimod Yarminan Chotzer Shel Smoil Biyamin Chalitzasek Shera. It's still Shera. When does the Mishnah Yevama say if you take your left shoe and put it on your right foot, that's good for Chalitza? That's Heichad Lemil Seimanu. That's the pshat is on the left shoe. It's a good shoe on your left foot. You have a good shoe, just as a lefty. Now you put it on your right shoe, it's still called a good shoe. Over here, but here we're talking about this left shoe, the outside of the shoe broke. And if you do the holes, that's not called the shoe anymore, because you don't fix it. So you vow for the left shoe itself, left foot, it's not called the shoe, it's no good for chalitza. You can't put it on the right shoe then. It's no right for the Mishnah Yevamis. The Mishnah Yevamis is talking about a good shoe, a left shoe you put on your right foot. But here with the left shoe, it's possible for the left foot, you can't use it for the right foot. Dam Rav Yehuda, nifseko achitzoina, tor. You see, it's just the outside of the shoe ripped. The shoe is torn. It's not called a kli anymore. Al malav manu. You see, it's not called a shoe. So if it's not called a shoe for the left foot, you can't use it for the right foot. So Rabbi Yechon, how could Rabbi Yechon say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, lo din yichalitza? So tomorrow, the other matayah leave it Rabbi Yehuda. Then we're talking about leave it Rabbi Yehuda. Ema v'chein nechalitza. Say the same aloch like chalitza. V'chalitza also, it's no good. Enechnami, it's like a posse of chalitza. V'okam ashman, this is the chiddish. T'chi yamrin in chosah shel smel v'shel yimin. Chalitza osik shero. When does the mission you want to say, if you take your left shoe and put it on your right foot, it's good for chalitza? That's heichad l'vosayu monhu. That's if it's